Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I want to bring tiaras back. I think tiaras are awesome. I was just at the Renaissance Fair this weekend. I mean, just very cool. Everybody was in tiaras. Everybody felt like royalty. Why not? Tiaras should come back. And one of the reasons why we're in a tiara today is because it's Viggo Mortensen's birthday. Hey! And when, you know, it's your birthday, it's a very, very, very special day for you. And Viggo Mortensen is one of my favorite actors. I fell in love with him as Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. And it's funny because I want to bring this up. Lord of the Rings is reaching its 20th anniversary. It's been 20 years since the trilogy was released. I think it was December 19th, 2001. Even though it took them 13 months to film in New Zealand and Hollywood and all that. So even though they started filming before the millennium, it was released about 20 years ago. And that's coming up and it kind of ages you when you see a movie and you go, wow, just like Die Hard. I think Die Hard was 1988. I watched Die Hard and I'm thinking to myself, no, that's like almost a 40-year-old movie. That just... 30-some year. Anyway, blows my mind. Blows my mind. But what also blows my mind is how the cast that we see in Lord of the Rings was not going to be the original cast. And it's fascinating to me. One of my favorite things to look at, and mind you, I'm a doctor, so I get really inundated with medical, you know, sort of things to read. And trust me, we'll talk about that. I know everybody's excited about that pig transplant where a human got a pig organ. We'll talk about that. But one thing that fascinates me is seeing a movie and then learning who originally was casted for the role or who originally read for the part. And so I just think it's fascinating. So let me share some of this with you. All right. So Aragorn or Strider, right? He was the sexy ranger, you know, that saved Frodo and the hobbits and all that and brought them to Mordor. Well, he was not their first choice. Apparently, their first choice was Stuart Townsend. Now, a lot of you guys know this, but you don't know some of the other players. Well, what happened with Stuart Townsend, because people want to know, you know, how did Viggo Mortensen get the part if he wasn't first chosen? Stuart Townsend was about 29 years old. And he got fired the day before filming. Now, rumor has it it's because Pete Jackson, director, wasn't really feeling it with him, thought he just looked too young, and they wanted an older person in that part. And I get it. I get how usually you have these rangers. I don't know if you guys ever played Dungeons and Dragons. I get how some of the most athletic fighters, you want kind of the young, you know, just those, I don't know. But I think maybe he just wanted something more gladiator-ish. And in fact, I think Russell Crowe was considered, by the way. Let me look this up. Hold on a second. Yeah, Russell Crowe was considered for the part. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, was offered it originally. Nicolas Cage could have been Aragorn. Van Diesel, I guess, was considered for Aragorn. But he went with Viggo Mortensen. He was 42 years old. He was sexy. You know, watching him probably in Crimson Tide, I would have picked him. So I think it's fascinating that there could have been, I don't know, a Nicolas Cage Aragorn. I don't think that would have worked. I think Daniel Day-Lewis would have done a good job. But you needed people to fall in love and drool over Aragorn, which is what we all did. Now, Gandalf. Gandalf, Ian McKellen was, let me make sure I'm pronouncing his name right, okay? Yeah. He played Gandalf the Grey and then Gandalf the White. And he was not their first choice. First choice was, I believe, Sean Connery. Sean Connery turned it down. He went and done League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and other things. Christopher Plummer was offered the part, and Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins could have been Gandalf. So Ian was lucky. In fact, I think all of them got offered the part before Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen was backup, and look how iconic he was. But get this. Patrick Stewart, right, of Star Trek, right, Picard, Captain Picard, he was apparently up for the role of Gandalf. I think he would have done a good job of that, and then he later got X-Men. But David Bowie could have been Gandalf. David Bowie, apparently David Bowie had done some other acting, and there were some roles he did that made it look like he could have been a fantastic wizard. So that would have been really cool if David Bowie would have done it. Frodo Baggins. Frodo was played by Elijah Wood. Frodo, I just love Elijah Wood. I think he's fascinating. I thought that kid was awesome in Back to the Future 2 when he was playing the little video game. And so I've kind of followed his career, and he was also in that Mel Gibson movie, you know, that went back into the 1940s or whatever. But Jake, and I never pronounce his name right, Jake Gyllenhaal apparently read for the part. But rumor has it he didn't know that he was supposed to speak in a British accent. And so when he figured it out, he tried to just pull it out of his retroperitoneum, and apparently it didn't work, and he didn't audition well, even though I think Jake Gyllenhaal is an amazing actor. Now, Boromir, iconically, right, one does not simply walk into, he is, I think Sean Bean was fantastic, but, you know, before he did Ned Stark, he wasn't originally considered to be Boromir. Apparently, they were looking at Liam Neeson, but Liam Neeson ended up then doing the Star Wars, and so I think it worked out great, but get this, Bruce Willis, I guess, wanted to play the part of Boromir. I don't think he was considered that long. Now, I love Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is also on my laminated list. I love Bruce Willis. I just don't think he would have done a good Boromir, and I think it could have hurt him for future roles. So I think that was great. Arwen. Arwen was originally given to Uma Thurman. Now, Uma Thurman was pregnant at the time. And I believe she and her husband were, I guess, considered to getting cast. And they go, look, we've got to concentrate on family. And, you know, a lot of people, and I'm not saying this of Uma Thurman, and then Liv Tyler ended up getting the part. But a lot of people had never read the J.R.R. Tolkien novels. In fact, I don't think Viggo Mortensen had read it. I don't know if Ian McKellen had read it. So a lot of people weren't familiar with this Hobbit fantasy thing. And they just didn't know it would work. Well, it worked all right. And happy birthday, Vigo. He's 63 today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello. I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Nicholas Cruz, please don't mix this up with Nicholas Cage. This is Nicholas Cruz. We are done talking about Lord of the Rings and potential actors. But Nicholas Cruz was the student who shot up Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School back in 2018. And today, he pleaded guilty. And he pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. He now faces a minimum of life in prison and the maximum of the death penalty. This is going to be decided by a jury in the upcoming sentencing phase of the trial. The prosecution has said that they do plan to seek the death penalty. So when you look at Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, he was wearing, according to CNN, a collared shirt, black vest, face mask, large, thick-framed glasses. His hair was short, looked a little messy, and he was cordial. When he answered Judge Elizabeth Shearer's series of questions, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, he assured her he knew what was going on. He did, though, say that he was experiencing anxiety, depression. He was experiencing anxiety in court, but that he was able to proceed. I mean, he looked scared. He looked like somebody who didn't have control of his body back in 2018. And I think he was I thought he was 17 at the time. So 16, 17 years old at the time. And to do what he did, just, you know, he was expelled apparently at the time. He had mental health issues. It was considered to be cold, calculated, and premeditated. But he blames it on marijuana. He said the U.S. would do better if everyone stopped smoking marijuana. That was kind of interesting. Now, he might have been smoking marijuana trying to treat himself as a therapy. But he says he had suffered from anxiety and depression for a while, had also been taking Xanax. Now, Xanax, you know, everybody calls it a tranquilizer, and it's a benzodiazepine that does, yes, make you more tranquil. Xanax is one of the most highly prescribed, and I actually think over-prescribed medications out there. People use it for sleep. People use it for anxiety. People call it their happy pill. You know, I think it makes you sleepy. And so it is considered a quote-unquote tranquilizer, but it's unfortunately something that I think many people rely on, and they rely on this to get through life, get through their anxiety, get through their depression, and then they get used to it. And then the more they get used to it, the more they need. If they don't get it, I think, sadly, they act out. Or if you, let's say, run out, and you have been so used to taking it and so dependent on it, you could actually seize. It's not a very safe medication to be on. It's only supposed to be used short term. But sadly, people go from doctor to doctor to doctor to clinician, get a lot of it. And I'm not saying that's what Nicholas Cruz did, but it's something that we talk about a lot on this show because, you know, we've been in society addressing smoking, and we've been addressing alcohol, and we've been addressing vaping, and we've been addressing opioids. Meanwhile, we have a huge Xanax and benzodiazepine crisis. So Nicholas Cruz asked to take off his mask. He says, I am very sorry for what I did. I have to live with it every day. He said, I hate drugs, and I believe this country would do better if everyone would stop smoking marijuana. He said, I'm trying my best to maintain my composure. So I don't know exactly what his full diagnosis was. You know, did he have bipolar? Did he have schizophrenia? But we have children out there. And remember, he was a children at the time that are undiagnosed. And the only time we realize as a society that somebody had something going wrong is when they turn around and do what he did, where he shot up a bunch of people out of school. And I think this was the one where it was on Valentine's Day in Parkland, Florida. On Valentine's Day, he comes up to the school. He kills 17 students and family members, injured 17 others. In court, the prosecution talked about the timeline of the shooting. Apparently, Cruz was 19 years old at the time. I apologize. I thought he was, yeah, because currently he's 23, so correction there. Cruz was 19 years old at the time. He had an AR-15 style rifle, magazines, and he took an Uber to his former high school. He took out his rifle, loaded it, and when a student walked near, Cruz gave him a warning saying, you better get out of here. He said, something bad is about to happen. Cruz then wandered through the halls of the school, fired indiscriminately at various students and staff in hallways and classrooms. He eventually left the school and was taken into custody several miles away. So this plea of guilty, it starts to kind of wrap up, as CNN puts it, a legal chapter in a massacre that scarred a community and spawned a massive national protest movement against gun violence in America's schools. So the change of plea to guilty was previewed on Friday when he briefly appeared in Broward County Court to plead guilty to charges related to the November 18th jail assault. At the hearing, defense attorney David Wheeler said in court that Cruz plans to intend guilty in the school shooting. So the defense team had offered Gee a guilty plea early on because they wanted, in exchange for life in prison without parole, and they wanted to go with that as long as death penalty was off the table. Prosecutors had rejected it, saying, they're going to move forward with death penalty. So he originally pleaded not guilty to the 17 counts of premeditated murder in first degree. So this shooting is one, sadly, of many, not as deadly, but there are shootings that periodically happen. They happen on a school grounds. People ask, why school? Why would somebody go to a school? Why would somebody go to their previous school? When you have mental illness, if somebody has mental illness, it's going to be very hard for you to try to recreate their logic. But one thing that people with mental illness do is they have some might have a very narrow scope of their landscape. They may not have a lot of people in their lives. They might not have a lot of places they go to because they're antisocial. So when somebody with severe mental illness decides to turn around and hurt people, the places that come up in their brain are the places they've been to or spend a lot of time at. And so if much of the seed that might have ignited these evil temptations from his baseline mental illness came from things that happened at school. And I'm not sure if he was the one that said he had been bullied in school, and, you know, then that's going to be a focal point. Now, you have other people where they just go, I just want to go where there's a crowd. I just want to go where there's a big crowd. And then, sadly, schools have crowds of people. But then also, many people want to go where they don't think they're going to get shot. So they're going to shoot, just like with the Harvest 91 Festival in Las Vegas, the October 1 shooting that happened in 2017. They're going to be in a location where they think they're not going to be shot back and fire like a scared coward from on a crowd that's just trying to enjoy music and do their massacre that way. And the psychology of people who perform these massacres is a subject that, you know, many people dive into and they try to research and they're fascinated by. And there are predictabilities and then sometimes there aren't. You know, people always ask, why did they choose this place? Why did they choose this place? And so schools, sadly, are very common targets for shootings because many of the people either want the innocent youth, lack of somebody that could shoot back. I think the guard had a stun gun. I don't think there were guards who had guns, or I'm not sure if there was, police protection on the school at the time before the shooting, or armed protection. So it'll either be a opportunity for a criminal, or there'll be a revenge or an act that they want to rectify from some wrong that they felt they endured years prior. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's pick to run one of Washington's most important banking industry regulators might not have enough support for confirmation in the Senate. Senate Democrats are split over whether to support Dr. Saul Omarova, Biden's choice to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Technology blog The Verge reported on Tuesday Facebook will rebrand itself with a new name focused on the metaverse as the tech giant comes under fire from regulators around the world over its business practices. Facebook announced earlier this week that it would hire 10,000 people in Europe to work on creating the metaverse. The company plans to announce the new name next week. A new space telescope being developed by NASA will launch in 2025 to help scientists better understand the evolution of our galaxy. Called the Compton Spectrometer and Imager, it will study the birth and death of stars in our galaxy. USA Radio News. Remember that Grateful Dead t-shirt you kept in pristine condition from all those years ago? Yeah, me neither. But had we could have scored a good amount of money. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
There's a new certified world record for the most money spent on a vintage rock t-shirt. It's a Grateful Dead shirt. Surprised? It sold for $17,640. That 1967 shirt was auctioned at Sotheby's from the vault property from the Grateful Dead and Friends auction. It had actually belonged to the audio engineer for the band at the time, Dan Healy.
The Windows 11 launched by Microsoft is revealing some serious flaws. Your old Pentium chip can probably run Windows 11, but most modern Intel and AMD processors cannot. Everything from having to set particular settings just to run the new operating system, to bugs appearing on various devices that were intended to run with Windows 11. Word of the wise, hold off for now. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if the COVID vaccine does get approved for kids, 5 to 11 years old, are you going to give it to your kids? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many parents out there are freaked out. They don't want their kid getting COVID. I get that. A lot of parents are also freaked out, not wanting to give their kid a new vaccine. I get that too. And some parents are hoping that the FDA takes their sweet old time, that by the time they do come around to an injection for your five-year-old, COVID will be gone. I'm telling you right now, that's not going to happen. The government is working lightning speed, top speed, to get this approved. In fact, the White House is already releasing plans to vaccinate children between ages 5 and 11. They plan to vaccinate 28 million kids over the next few weeks as soon as, actually, not in the next few weeks, starting in the next few weeks, as soon as the FDA decides whether they're going to authorize it or not. It's looking like they are going to move towards authorizing it. Kids will be able to actually get this vaccine at pediatricians' offices and at vaccination sites. There's also going to be areas where they could get it at night and on weekends. Federal officials are going to ship doses across the country and provide smaller needles. The children-sized vials will be able to be stored for up to 10 weeks at refrigeration temperatures and 6 months at colder temperatures. So the Biden administration is, that's one thing that they're doubling down on, and they are kind of proud of themselves on, because when the vaccine rollout happened, they were on it. One of the very few things that I think the Biden administration gets credit for doing doing effectively. Now, in terms
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
In terms of properly, in terms of you know, the mandates, that I disagree with. In terms of mandating all federal workers to get it when they had promised that they weren't going to, that's an issue. But in terms of getting that vaccine out, Trump got credit for buying multiple, you know, putting money down on multiple lots from multiple companies, depending on who was going to make it to the finish line 6 or 8 months later. Biden gets credit for rolling it out to the degree that he did. That's one of the very few things I'm going to right now credit the administration for until I can kind of make up my mind on some of the other things they've done, because I haven't been very happy. But there is a lot of concern that maybe things should have been a little thought through in terms of what are we going to do in terms of the variants. We have this new variant, AY4.2. It's got two common mutations, the Y145H, the A222V. I thought we were going to start out with this vaccine last December, and then we were going to fine-tune it, which is why the mRNA vaccine is so brilliant. We were going to fine-tune the genetic code to deal with these spike mutations, because the variants have spike mutations. That never happened. So there's still a lot of questions as to what we're doing. There's also a lot of questions on the menstrual irregularities that has been reported with the vaccine, or the myocarditis. And so parents want to know, all right, well, is this something that's going to be a choice for us? Can we make the decision for our child? Nope, that's not happening. In California, if this gets approved, it's mandated for your child to go to school. So this is starting to now be a process that isn't one that everybody could get on board. They want everybody to get on board, but I tell you, you lose a lot of us once you start to mandate. If this vaccine ends up being safe, and the answer to the phrase would be safe enough, where we think the majority of people will not have any side effects, you'll get some people on board. But if any kid dies of getting this vaccine, any kid, if any child has any long-term consequences from this vaccine, parents, they might let themselves get a jab, but they're not going to want their kids to take the risk. So what is the opposing argument? Why are people saying we need to then mass vaccinate these kids? Well, there was a study that was done by the CDC, and it looked at hospitalizations of young kids as it came to the COVID vaccine. And actually not young, but I should say 12 to 18 age group. And they found that the Pfizer vaccine was 93% effective against COVID-19 hospitalization in youth. They said among hospitalized patients in the U.S. aged 12 to 18, the effectiveness of two doses from June through September was 93%. They say the findings of the study could help reinforce the importance of vaccination to protect U.S. youths against the virus. They say in order to reach these conclusions, the CDC looked at this effectiveness in a test-negative case-control study at 19 pediatric hospitals in 16 states, including 179 hospitalized case patients and 285 controls. So still, it's 179 patients. That's small, but they did look at multiple states, multiple hospitals. 43% of the case patients were admitted to an ICU. So these are teenagers. 16% received life support. 2% of those critically ill patients actually died of COVID. But they said of those 29 critically ill patients and deaths, they were only among those who were unvaccinated. 72% of those people who were analyzed had at least one underlying condition, including obesity. 68% attended in-person school. So where the government's coming from is this virus can kill kids. And so do you take the 1 in a million chance that your kid could have a side effect to the vaccine for that 1 in a million chance your kid could die of COVID? That's a tough decision for any parent. If I was the government, I would let parents choose. But no, government's like, no. Kids, the parents have to protect the kids. We have to protect the kids. We have to protect the kids from the parents. Which is kind of interesting because they want to protect the kids so much from the parents, yet then when you discuss abortion, like, no. They're kind of not being consistent here. My body, my choice, not very consistent. So, personally, and I apologize, people are trying to call in. I wish we had more time. I really do. And I wish I could tell you that COVID is going away, that this Delta wave is going away, and parents are not going to have to make this decision, which I know they're a little freaked out about. But I'm watching what's going on, which we're going to again discuss today. I'm watching this variant. I'm watching what's happening with the UK. And I do think COVID is coming back. I don't want it to come back. I want this to be over. I don't want the fear. I don't want the lockdowns. I don't want the mandates. I think the last couple of years have been absolutely horrible. But if kids are being hospitalized and we have an infectious disease, we're going to want the kids protected from it. Now, my children are over 18. I had recommended they got the vaccine. And they did. And it was a tough decision. And I prayed. I prayed and prayed and prayed that nothing bad would happen to them. And thank God, so far so good. But I get there's a lot of parents out there that are scared. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you watch CNN, but John King, who is a anchor, reporter, I think he does a lot of the national news correspondence, and I believe he hosts Inside Politics, has revealed that he also has multiple sclerosis. I think Christina Applegate had a few weeks ago revealed she had multiple sclerosis. Many people are concerned about Celine Dion having severe muscle spasms if she has multiple sclerosis as well. That has not been confirmed. We just know that Celine Dion has had to postpone her residency show in Las Vegas due to severe muscle spasms and pain. So we're following up on that as soon as we have any more information. But John King had revealed that he has multiple sclerosis and he is, quote, immunocompromised. So he is grateful to all who have vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, multiple sclerosis may not necessarily make your immune system weaker, but the problem is the medications you're on for multiple sclerosis can make you immunocompromised. So John King said that people should get vaccinated not only to protect themselves, but also to protect those who are immunocompromised. People with certain medical conditions are still more susceptible than others to catching COVID-19, even after being vaccinated, because they are less likely to mount an immune response or may have a harder time fighting the infection. And so, you know, I keep seeing the myths of vaccinated individuals can also carry the illness. So as John King is thanking everybody for protecting him, you know, if they're vaccinated, my question is then how is he protected against those around who are vaccinated? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Don calling from Daytona Beach. Hi, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Doc. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I have one question for you, and I just don't understand why, you know, when they first came out with this, they said the goal was to reach herd immunity, and that included vaccinations as well as natural immunity, and they haven't mentioned one word about natural immunity. I'd like you to speak on that subject a little bit, if you could.
Agreed. Absolutely. Agreed, Don. Yeah. So, you know, the herd immunity was being, was the goal, which is why they kept saying we need to vaccinate. And for those of us who are in the sciences, we're like, the true definition of herd immunity is there being a not only baseline, but a robust immunity within the population that could then protect those who are immunocompromised, like John King with multiple sclerosis or a child that can't get a vaccine. But herd immunity isn't just artificial immunity from a vaccine. Herd immunity also encompasses natural immunity. And so you notice the herd immunity discussion started to drop when vaccine immunity was found to wane. It also started to drop because they didn't want people bringing back up natural immunity. What about natural immunity? Now, studies originally showed that the natural immunity waned as well. And it does. Our natural immunity wanes, just like with a cold or a flu. You might get some natural immunity to the flu each year, but you could still get the flu each year whether you were exposed or not. So natural immunity does wane. But one thing that nobody's talking about is there are some people out there that they believe might actually have a resistance. Actually, a resistance to COVID-19. They believe that there might be, this was a study published in Science Alert, discussed in Science Alert, that there might be, that we might have people in this population that can help contribute to our herd immunity because of their genetic makeup. But it costs too much for them to figure out, it takes too long, and it doesn't push the narrative. The Biden administration, which I said earlier, they don't have a lot of wins. They messed up terribly in Afghanistan. They're messing up horribly on the border. They're messing up horribly with the economy. And so the one thing in their win column they believe is that they vaccinated hundreds of millions of people in America and also non-Americans as they came over. In fact, people traveled from Europe to get a vaccine here and then go back. So if their win is based on the numbers of the vaccine, and it's a number, and it's something that could be typed, they don't get credit for natural immunity. They don't get credit for people saying, look, I didn't get COVID because I was exposed and I got the vaccine. And it's really hard to prove. It's really hard to prove if you didn't die of COVID because you had baseline natural immunity or because of the vaccine. They could tell if somebody has baseline immunity because they could test for antibodies in those who never got the vaccine. But it's really hard to dissect out which antibodies did what and to know if that which had more of an effect. So natural immunity will not be brought up because if we do reach herd immunity, The Biden administration and these other administrations in other countries are going to pat themselves on the back saying, look, it is because we gave out the vaccine and we did the rollout. And mind you, I am crediting the Biden administration with getting vaccines to people who wanted them. I'm not going to give them any credit for the mandate or forcing people. Saying, look, we got, 200 million people vaccinated against COVID. Well, yeah, when you threatened that they would lose their jobs, when you told them they were going to die and nobody would let them, come into the hospital and get oxygen because they were unvaccinated, yeah, you convinced a lot of people to get vaccinated. But I will credit the Biden administration for having the vaccine available, shipping it out. The health departments, honestly, the health departments did a fantastic job, whether you wanted the vaccine or not. You got to credit those people who busted their butts in the middle of a pandemic, exposing themselves to COVID, to give people the vaccine. We have to credit them. But I am frustrated that natural immunity isn't given its day in court. Now, if the natural immunity wanes, how public officials look at it is the Dr. Dahlia doesn't matter. If natural immunity wanes, it doesn't matter. Get the vaccine. Well, that was the argument they made early on because they said that your natural immunity will wane and the vaccine immunity won't. We found that not to be true. The vaccine immunity wanes as well. Will you have more vaccine immunity than natural immunity? You might. But Dennis Prager, who's currently fighting COVID, he said he wanted to get COVID naturally so he could have some sort of immunity later in the future. Again, we just don't know if that natural immunity is going to be lifelong or if it's going to, wane after every season. But he wants, people to have a choice with the vaccine and then have access to the therapeutics, like the monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zithromycin, which he's taking. Well, again, the studies are still inconclusive. So, Don's right. Nobody wants to talk about natural immunity. We talked about this yesterday, how it's a bad word. It's an evil term. If I walk into a mall and I say, natural immunity, man, I am going to get all these dirty looks. Well, I might get some Let's Go Brandons. I might get some of those. But I'm going to get a whole bunch of dirty looks. If I walk into a medical conference and I go natural immunity, again, it'll be mixed with the dirty looks. And all I'm saying is natural immunity. Natural immunity is not a bad thing. Don't we want some, we're talking about John King. John King is so grateful that people are vaccinated against COVID-19, and I wish him well on his journey with multiple sclerosis. That's a tough one. But, why aren't people talking about how vaccinated individual can infect him as well? Somebody could give him pneumonia. Somebody could give him tuberculosis. I would not recommend John King go to the border because we have hundreds of thousands of migrants coming in that could have diseases that could affect him. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.